This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Oh, we're ready to roll. The best of every day now officially underway. You know what time it is. It's time for Moneyline. It's your boy DRS here on a solo mission on a Wednesday hump day. That is NFL. Look at, I got NFL on the mind. NBA. Draft night, which the boys will be live in studio tonight for all the coverage you need, starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern tonight, right here on the Sports Grid Network. Kevin Walsh, Ben Stevens as the host. The coach, James Young, will be in the building there, as well as Tom Vecchio, and many more guest appearances anticipated on a big night to see who goes number one. Well, not really, because we know who's going number one. That is going to be Cooper Flagg. He's minus $1 million to go number one. He should go number one, then number two. Dylan Harper, and number three, it really gets good when the Philadelphia 76ers step into the building with a pick. Is it going to be Ace Bailey tonight? Is it going to be VJ Edgecombe tonight? Could it be at that point? But one thing that we do know, somebody's getting selected number three tonight. We just don't know who that's going to be. Sending out the retweets out there right now at Sports Grid. If you're not on the app with us, what are you doing here? Download the app, Sports Grid app, wherever apps are available. SportsGridRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 159. And also on YouTube, you can watch us live on the radio, as so many people do each and every day. Francisco's out there, Aaron's out there, Darren's out there. Hello to the chat box. Easy to get. Sports Grid on demand. Three words on YouTube. Type it in and you'll find that live feed here. You can pop in, you can share information, everything. Jordan P just stepped in there. Hello, hello, hello on a big day, which does include, guys, Major League Baseball as well. A very good card today. Sunday, got beat by a half a run. Monday, the Chicago White Sox let me down. So I said, all right, let's get back to basics here. Loaded up on some RBI props, and hallelujah, it was profitable yesterday. We'll do the same thing today. But also, if you are watching the network, we were talking about so many of those games individually. The Philadelphia Phillies, I told you that game was going to stay under against Houston, and I liked Houston as well. Bing bong there. You take a look at the Atlanta Braves yesterday, like them yesterday. They beat the New York Mets. A lot of different runs, like the Toronto Blue Jays scored yesterday. I think there's a chance they can do that again today, and a lot more fun to be had overall. But again, we take a look at the time right now. I don't mean the time of the clock. 11 o'clock Eastern. It's 6:25, June 25th, 2025. We are so close to July, which is football season. I talked about it yesterday with Kevin, like just the excitement levels. Like I'm really excited because I didn't feel like I had to wait so long. Now, granted, the dog days of the summer really start to kick in where we know it's all Major League Baseball. And we can have a lot of fun because quote unquote football season, right? We'll be excited when we see the players start to put on the pads. But we do get spring training football slash preseason football, which isn't all that fun. And yes, you're going to go through the entire month of August waiting for football season to start, and it's a long time away, but the energy gets ramped up because the anticipation of the season and so many more things to talk about, like the day-to-day previews of the teams you'll take a look at, who you want to bet on, who don't you want to bet on, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Detroit Lions, all of that good stuff here that's coming. But also, credit the NBA. This is a good night tonight. And as we talked about yesterday, sort of a prelude where, like, you have the two rounds, one round tonight, one round tomorrow. But a lot of household names are going to go in this draft, which last year just felt like a boring, empty draft where you weren't getting generational talent. That stops tonight. And we're going to see some of these trade markets certainly changing as we get closer to game time. Oh, game time, as I say, the draft. But we did have a big trade go down. And this is also like in the NBA where salary cap is real. Yes, you can pay your own players, but the penalties, like the first apron to the second apron, are absolutely unbelievable. Like the Boston Celtics are in the midst of what we thought could have been a multi-championship run and a multi-finals run for them. And it seemed like it's going up in smoke where, yeah, you still have Jaylen Brown, who's fantastic, but Jason Tatum's probably going to be down for the entirety of the season. Jrue Holiday's already been moved out there to Portland Trailblazers. You get back Simons, who can add some offense. But again, you're losing the heartbeat of that locker room there with Jrue Holiday. Then you see Kristaps Porzingis traded to the Atlanta Hawks, which I think is a fascinating move. You get back Bang Bang Niang here, who loves to shoot three-point shots. And that's the same thing with Simons. But for me, I don't look at it that way. I just look at what could have been, but also the evolution of the NBA, which I think is a good thing. Like, I understand we like dynasties and ratings usually pair dynasties, but you know what's not fun? When your team has no ability to get a dynasty. So the fact that the Boston Celtics, whose ownership changed, and they felt it was a good time to get below that second apron, that hurts your team. Like, you're not a better team, a healthy Kristaps Porzingis and a healthy Jrue Holiday here for the Boston Celtics. You're not better when you lose those guys. You're not better with Anfernee Simons here and Bang Bang George's Niang. That's not the case at this point. But it just goes to show you that, yes, owners do have deep pockets, but deep pockets at what expense at this point, right? Just the way it is. Kristen Hess is in here. Hello to everybody in the chat box having some fun getting around here. We are going to handicap, by the way, guys. Major League Base, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So the normal amount of games on the card today, which you absolutely love to see. There are some spots that we can pick on. If we're just looking at, like, time is of the essence, there's nothing immediate. But we do have an afternoon game action here between Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, Skeens and Mazeroski. It's a fascinating game overall. I'm not really a total guy per se, but I look at that seven and say, I don't know how we get seven runs. But more importantly, I was talking to Ben today, and I'm just going to go over quickly here. Not really handicapped, but just to prove a point and say, all right, let's see. And by the way, we do have some movement in the MVP odds, which I just saw. I want to get back to that in a second. But if we are looking at first five-inning wagers here, money line, minus 132 Pirates, plus 106 for the Milwaukee Brewers. Run line is minus a half here for the Pittsburgh Pirates, plus 116. First half innings total runs. Boy, look at that. Look at that. It's 2.5, which is really low. But if I gave you a wager, because again, the under is plus 122. Do you think we get three runs out of Mazeroski and Skeens? Like, three isn't a lot. But also understand this. Mazeroski coming in the Major League Baseball, flamethrower. Paul Skeens is Paul Skeens. Not the greatest hitting lineups on either side. If I gave you a bet, and again, based on the statistics here, would you take that under 2.5 at plus money at a plus 122 price? Or would you figure like you're just going to be the law of averages? Like, yeah, like somebody can give up a two-run home run in the first five innings of this game, and then you just need one more. Like, which way would you like to go on that for me? Because I thought that number, and rightfully so, would be 3.5, but they're juicing it up. Let me go to Bet365 here quickly to take a look at this first game. Because Skeens has good numbers, Mazeroski has good numbers, as I told you. I'm certainly not in love with the lineup itself. And by the way, am I seeing this right as well? Yes, 210 also with Arizona and Chicago. So actually, skipped over that for a second. We got two 2 o'clock games. I'm going to get that game too. We'll handicap both of them. But I'm just looking for first five innings. So we'll get innings props at Bet365. Money line minus 130 there towards the Pittsburgh Pirates. So there's it, that better total. Good. Okay. Vandal's got the 2.5. And I don't think there's the ability for an alt. Is there alt? Oh, there is alt total runs. Okay. All right. So 3.5. But can you take the under? Hold on there. See, this is, I don't really get down on FanDuel with this type of action. Oh, we do have the unders. Okay. So you can go under 3.5 at minus 168, which is expensive. If I am just looking at the straight line here and not based on half of runs, which FanDuel gives you, which they want a winner on each one of those handicaps, you can get three under three at 110. I'd probably be more likely to go to that, even though it gives you the extra run per se.
as a decent wager. I don't think we get a lot of runs in this game particularly. Now, you also look at the total, but Donnie, why are you messing around with the 2.5 and the 3 at this point? Why don't you just get out here and say to yourself, well, why don't you just take the under for the game? You know why I'm not doing that. If Skeens is out of this game in the sixth inning, that's three innings of Pittsburgh bullpen. If Mazeroski's out after the fifth inning, I don't even care if they're pitching good or bad or whatever. I don't know if we can get to the 8 total runs, but there's nothing worse than, hey, man, 2-1 final score after 5. Okay, and then they blow up the bullpen at that point. That doesn't make any sense. But that's an interesting game and a lot more to get to here. So a Major League Baseball Wednesday with hot topics mixed in. That's what your boy DRS does. And that's what we're going to do today on Moneyline. So stick with us after this short break. I'll be back. We'll have some fun. I guarantee it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Carrasco here in the chat box. D-backs, Moneyline, Cubs, RBI props, Giants versus Marlins, no run first inning, and Dodgers, RBI props as well. Yeah, we got a good card today. We're going to get to that. But one of those topics that came up yesterday, which I say to myself, okay, how can we fit this in and where it would make some sense? And the reason I bring it up is there was a rumor going around, which I just saw a reply to it. So I'm going to tell you in totality of the story. So many of us, like we use, it's not to our advantage, I would say. Maybe to broadcast, hey, I'm a good winning gambler here. We're in a gambling community. Here's what I'm betting tonight. If you want to follow along, let's have some fun. You guys know I do that. I post picks daily, website or no website. Here's what I'm on, tickets, whatever it might be. It's like, hey, if you want to see what I'm on, here's what it is. Here's how we can get down and have some fun. No correlations in, hey, we're trying to take down the book, but you know what feels good sometimes? When let's just say you put together a small parlay, like let's just say it's fall, right? We do shows here on the Sports Grid Network for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and certainly we do the Sunday show. That's our Pro Football Today crew, myself, Kevin Walsh, and Joe Gallese. You know me. You guys all follow me mostly in the chat box and listening to the shows at Right Side VP. Like posting a ticket like, hey, here's what I'm betting tonight. And you know the way I get down. It's usually bet 365, maybe 100 bucks, 100 plus bucks on a dumbed down 30% to 50% parlay. So what I mean by that is, let's just say, Saquon Barkley to score one touchdown, Jalen Hurts to throw for a touchdown, and A.J. Brown to catch a touchdown, right? All right, plus 100, boosted it up, plus 130, get down to business. Feels good when you win that. And also when you get the retweets back, like, hey, Donnie, man, thanks, man. Followed along, we picked up some cash, and it's always a lot of fun. But I say this with an interest where there's no malice or harm that you're doing that for, right? Like, let's just say if I'm picking again, which they did, and I'm going to explain what they were doing in a moment. Hey, you know what? Here is 6 players I think are going to hit a home run tonight, and you have a big following, and you put down 10 bucks, 20 bucks, and it hits. Well, if people follow you, let's just say, and again, the story I'm talking about is a active account, which I don't know who the person is. I don't know the discords. I don't follow all that stuff. But somebody posted their account and had good followers. A ticket that was basically $10 or $11 on a home run prop that would win approximately $100,000, and it hit. And the followers that went along with it, I believe it cost the book a couple million dollars, $2 or $3 million, $2.2 million, whatever it was at that point. But then the word was going around that now books like FanDuel or any, I guess, company can always change their, you know, ways that you can do business with them and, you know, transparency. And here's our list of conditions where it was basically saying like, okay, You bet $10, you won 100 grand. But since you posted on your account, people followed it, we're going to change those conditions now. We can void your bet because it's like a correlation, when that's not the case. Like, can you imagine that? Like, what would happen if you had a, like, FanDuel, DraftKings, Bet365, any legal sports book in the United States, and you went up against it and you said, all right, well, I put out a play that I just like the Philadelphia Eagles today -3, and I had 5 million followers, and 3 million of those followers bet it with me, and we won. It's like, that just cost the book a total of $10 million. You're not going to get paid because you put that out. See, what, that doesn't make any sense? Now, if you're working with like a syndicate scenario where you're doing things that people see all the time, like I have hundreds of wagers done differently from different accounts to defraud the book because one of these is going to hit and we're going to be plus money, I get that. But you can't tell me, and I'm glad because I'm going to read the tweet in just a moment, that that can't take place, which then leads me to believe like, well, if I'm posting tickets just so people see what I'm on, then we're winning, where then they can go like, okay, you picked up $400. We're voiding that ticket because you put it out on social media for everybody to bet. That's ridiculous. So an account, it looks like R. Lenahan, S.R., which is his Twitter account as well, rumor busting. At FanDuel did not modify its terms and conditions to make it easier to avoid winning bets. A rumor began circulating on social media claiming FanDuel modified its terms and conditions to avoid winning bets of users who tail other users. See what I mean by that? Like, that was the wild rumor going around yesterday. Like, hey, you won. Hey, man, it's my best bet of the year. $500 I put on for Kansas City in week 8, let's just say, to beat the Raiders by 6.5 points. Hey, you put that out. We can take that back. No, you can't do that. That doesn't even make any sense. Because that would be the same thing as me being on this radio show, guys, going, hey, you got to be on Skeens. You got to be on Mazeroski or whatever, under 3 runs. And if it hits, like, hey, we heard you talking about that on the radio and other people bet it and it won. We're taking your money with. That's ludicrous. So I'm glad that rumor from yesterday was completely debunked at that time, because that wasn't scaring me where it's like, hey, I can just, Donnie, why don't you post any picks? Well, every one I post that I win, FanDuel tells me or DraftKings tells me I can't win that money because I posted it online. That would be wild and ridiculous at this point. But I'm glad that story came up and certainly was debunked at this point, and away we go with that. Now, granted, there are some things that sportsbooks do that get on your nerves, and I think it's what, Illinois, like, hey, 50 cents of every transaction, you're going to pay that as a tax because we're getting taxed by the government. We don't like to see that either. Like, we just want the advantages to be with the player. And by the way, man, back in the day, I don't remember when it was 2017, both myself and the big man on campus were live on air doing a show on another network. And the Supreme Court overturned it and Passport was gone and free us here because we got sports gambling. And the state of New Jersey, which has a lot of faults and it's a lot of expensiveness, we fought that good fight for the rest of the United States here to get sports gambling. Like, we did that here in New Jersey, and it felt good. But boy, do you guys remember out there the promos that you get? And I don't know if a lot of people are listening from New Jersey, and it's a worldwide show. So, you know, let's just say across the United States. When those sports books first came to your town, your city, your state, and it was like, we are just giving away free money. There were so many books that I remember in the past, because sometimes it's like, I don't even know if hey, bet $5, get like 150 back. If you remember like FanDuel back in 2017 during football season, like it was like lose $1,000, we'll give you $1,000 back. And it wasn't even, guys, where it was we'll give you the $1,000 in like site credit, or like if you bet $1,000, the next game won $1,000, you didn't get $2 back. It was dollar for dollar back then. Dollar for dollar. Like deposit $1,000 and lose it, we will give you $1,000 cash back. Like just to sink their teeth into the market. And so many times over that first week, the unbelievable odds boost that they gave you, like Michael Vick as a name, Michael Vick to throw for 1 yard in this football game. Emmitt Smith, and again, just a name I'm using, run for 1 yard in this football game. If the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles score 1 point in this football game, it's like, you know, $50 back in your pocket. Those were the days, people. You know what today is for? Major League Baseball. Why don't we start that card up? Any hot topics that hit my desk, we'll talk. We got to get down to business next. Your boy Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission right here on the Sports Grid Network. It is Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy.
Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, the NBA draft is tonight. You know that, people. We've been hyping it up here on the Sports Grid Network for a week. Since tonight, the boys will be live 7:30 p.m. Eastern in studio, getting you ready for an exciting draft. Number one, we know who's going. Number two, we know who's going. Number three, that's where the fun is going to begin. And certainly more trades probably going to come down. And maybe even during this show that we have other interests out here. It looks like, where's one? Ball Report. The Miami Heat have a legitimate interest in Jonathan Kuminga. And again, the rest of the offseason goes. So if you have any major trades, major environments showing up, maybe the Knicks even get a head coach while we're live on the air today, we will bring that up as away we go. But let's get to some Major League Baseball and focus on some of these matchups here. We were just talking about the Pittsburgh-Milwaukee matchup from a RBI perspective. I don't like it. From an under perspective, under three first five innings, I like that because I can picture it being a 1-0, 1-1 type game. Am I betting it? Probably not. Arizona and Chicago is going to start the day, which again, I sort of glossed over because we didn't go hit this number, or this game, I should say, on the early line this morning. But Arizona is a favorite. Let me just set up my odds board, and then we can go over this and get a pretty good look. Gallen versus Burke, 925, 926, 210 start this afternoon. So two afternoon games, both starting at 210 Eastern. This game is a favorite, opened up around that minus 155 price for Zach Gallen. Still sitting around that range, 145s to 155s, depending on where you're shopping at. A total, though, that did drop from the opening number at FanDuel, which was 9. That's now down to 8.5 across the board. Zach Gallen is on the mound today, which he hasn't had a great season by any stretch. Look at his last 30 innings pitched over the past month. 6.30 ERA and a 4.37. Now, having said that, you saw last night again, because I actually liked the matchup on Monday night. Eduardo Rodriguez is a decent pitcher. They end up shutting out the Chicago White Sox, even though the numbers made sense, where it's like they should be able to get two because I had a parlay, an all-team total parlay, over 1.5, and that actually went down. But we look at the White Sox and say, all right, well, let's go back to the scores yesterday and say, what'd the White Sox do? They let me 4-1 again. Like, they're just in a quagmire right now of offense. So, again, going against the grain does make some sense at times. It's 83 degrees. Monar wins blowing out to left field here in Chicago for this day game. But if we look at Zach Gallen overall and say, well, where has he struggled? It's really been everywhere. 132 total batters he's faced. An ISO number of 208 against and a weighted on base percentage of 354. You look at to lefties, that elevates to a 241 and a 364. So you say to yourself, this guy could be hit around. Like, Talkman's supposed to be back in the lineup today as a lefty. Andrew Benintendi has good numbers, but the rest of that lineup, just as bad. Like, they do have traffic on the bases. It'd be easy for me to say, let's buy a low total on the Chicago White Sox and a couple RBI props, but they're horrendous. Like, shut out the day before. And we're not talking about, like, well, Donnie, what do you want him to do? It's 43 degrees pitch. It's 43 degrees out here. The wind's blowing in Chicago, and they have really good pitchers on the mound. That hasn't been the case. Like, that hasn't nearly been the case. So I don't know today if I can say, you know what? Damn it. They got three runs by the third inning. I should have known better. Because Gallen has been bad. But I just can't take that leap right now in a lineup that just really stinks out loud. Now, Sean Burke is on the mound today on the opposite side. If you look at his last 30 days, where's my guy Sean? He's 11th on the card. 22 innings pitched on the season, a 491 ERA, a 377 xFIP number. You know I really like that lineup here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And yesterday, they only scored four runs. But if you're putting together, like, let's just say, an alt-team total parlay, that would work out just fine. But I don't love this lineup today. Ketel Marte is going to be a left-handed batter today since he's a switch hitter going up against a right-handed pitcher. Well, if you look at Burke's last 30 days, he has very good numbers and strikeout numbers against left-handed batters, which the three highest-rated batters in the lineup today, Marte, Smith, and Naylor. So as much as I would love to sit back and say, I'm taking this game, I'm not going to do that. But on the same time, if you just say, Donnie, that team stinks, I'm going to go up against them, I think it's going to work out in my favor, I don't mind. Because there's no reason to believe that Arizona, even with the injuries that they have, they can't play 3-plus runs in this game if you're looking for an all-team total. I just don't love that game. So the first two games, 210 and 210, I'm probably going to be laying off those games. Boston and Los Angeles. Last night, I had a couple RBI props. And again, I was profitable on RBI, so I was happy with last night, but it could have been better. I had a couple swings at a couple players here, Narvaez being one of those last night. And who was the other guy I had there? Let me just, I'm on the wrong page here today. Let's see. 3-2 was the final yesterday between Los Angeles and Boston. I had Gonzalez and Narvaez. 8 total bats between the two, 3 Ks, no base hits, obviously no RBI there. Roman Anthony went 0-5 yesterday with 2 more Ks. He's down to a 114 batting average. Tough scene for that. But today, you get Fitz versus Kikuchi, an 8.5 total, a 407 start, which we'll handicap after this. Minus 130 to minus 135. We'll see if any batters make some sense and also where these pitchers stand. We'll get right through this entire Major League Baseball card and talk more NBA draft coming up next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're just talking a little here about the Boston Red Sox and the LA Angels, Kikuchi versus Fitz. Look at the pitchers on the mound today. Where is Yusei at? Where at, Yusei? Go up and down. He's 13th on the card here, 385 xFIP number, which isn't bad. Then we take a look here at Fitz. Where does he come in on the schedule today? So Fitz. What are his numbers, by the way? Oh, only 21 innings pitched last 30 days, so he's not there. Not a great pitcher, but again, not a great lineup here for the Angels, or that you really would want to attack that. Temperature conditions there, 80 degrees at first pitch, which is nice for LA. 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out, which is typical in Los Angeles. The Boston Red Sox lineup looks decent, but Kikuchi, as I said, has been pretty good. Gonzalez, Narvaez, probably should be on your card again. Maybe Ref Snyder. Don't love it, though. But by the way, what has Kikuchi done over the past couple games here? Let's see. You say, where are you at? Kikuchi. Why am I not smelling it right here? Let me see. K? Am I spelling this wrong? Where's the early games? K? Oh, K-I-K. Excuse me. There we go. So we got Kikuchi, his game log. Last game out, 7 innings pitched, 2 earned. 5 2/3 innings pitched, 3 earned, 7 1/3, no earned. He's been pitching well, so nothing on that game for me. Boston and LA at this point right now. Yeah, Steve Englund. Keitel is going to go ham after what the fan did to him yesterday. Yeah, some fans are not nice, man. Some fans are not nice all the way around. Usually it's about like, hey, you cost me money. I don't think it was costing him money yesterday, but some not nice things said to Keitel Marte from the fans, which I do believe that fan was ejected from the ballpark yesterday. Which, again, is a good thing. Shouldn't be yelling nasty things at people, man. Be kind. Be nice out there. Bet your games, win your games, cheer them on. Boo if you lose them. And that's about the exit of that. Washington and San Diego today. Gore versus Pivetta. Mackenzie Gore, and if we look at the line on this one, where do we have here? Minus 150 or so is the home team, San Diego. 7.5 as a total. Temperature 73 degrees, typical for San Diego. Mackenzie Gore lining up here. Let's see, has he got good numbers? Well, sometimes all these numbers just run together. Mackenzie Gore, where are you at? 12th on the card. 264 ERA, 378 xFIP number. Not a great lineup for the Padres. We're not doing anything in that marketplace. Nick Pivetta's on the mound, who has struggled over the past 30 days with right-handed batters. Nick Pivetta's having a pretty good season overall. His ERA is elevated. He has been lit up a couple times here in the past month to 5.53, but a much lower xFIP number. Here's the question. Nick Pivetta on the season against lefties, very, very good. So here's what we're going to do. Is there an angle? Because you know I love myself some Washington Nationals bats. Abrams lefty, Wood lefty, Garcia lefty, Lowe lefty, Bell lefty, Lyle lefty. See where we're going? 6 batters here from the left-hand side. So we got, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5, 6 out of the 9. Let's do some work here. Let's take a look at good old pitching Pivetta. Now, it is a really good pitcher's ballpark, so that stymies some a little bit at this point, right? Let's check what we got here. Game log for Pivetta. Last at timeout, 4 2/3, 4 earned. Good start with 7 innings and 2 earned. But before that, 4 innings, 4 earned. 6 innings, 5 earned. 6 innings, 2 earned. So he does have some struggles as of late. But let's get to the analytical numbers. We'll go to the splits angle here on Fangraphs. And we'll take a look at what he's been doing lately and also at home. At home, his weighted on base percentage against guys is a .254. That's really spectacular. But again, Nick Pivetta was outrageous to start the season. We want to sort of take that out of the requirement here. March and April, which he had 35 and a third innings pitched, he was a .211 batting average against, or weighted on base percentage. Phenomenal. In May, that elevated to a .311. In June, that elevated to a .350. See where we're going here? We take a look at the season-long statistics and say, hey, let's extrapolate. Unbelievable first month. Average in May. Really bad in June. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Let's slide it down, and we want to go now to the analytics side of things and see about those xFIP splits to lefties on the season. A .367 xFIP number, which is really good. To right-handed batters, it's a .370, which again is really good. Let's take the home and away splits then. Take a look at a secondary part of this. Home, .309 xFIP number, fantastic. Road higher at .440, that's expected. You pitch in San Diego, one of the better pitchers' ballparks, you're going to have better numbers at home than you are away. That makes some sense. So now let's go with just the home games here to lefties. A .311 xFIP number. Say, oof, that's really good. And to righties, a .307, much higher on the road. Now, if we can get these, let me just see what we have here. In the month of June, his xFIP number overall is 4.38. Let me see if I can get this in here and say, you know what? We're going to track Nick Pivetta here in just a moment. Let's go to Pivetta. There we go. Bring him up again. Because I want to see if we can get in this these splits. If I can sort of change these up. Let me see if I can do this live on the fly without taking too much time. All right, let's go back to today's numbers. And we'll take a look at Pivetta. Because here's what I want to do. And here's what I'm trying to explain. Is we're trying to find, like, Nick Pivetta is struggling. But he doesn't really struggle against left-handed batters per se with a weighted on base percentage and ISO power number. But the left-handed batters are the batters that we want to take here for the Washington Nationals, not the right-handed batters. So I'm just, it's not giving me what I want. And I don't want to take too long by absolutely like filling in everything I need to see. But here's what I can do. I'm going to go last 30 days. And if we go to all batters here, teams, regular season, advanced, splits. There we go. So, oh, you know what? I don't know if it's going to let me do it for 30 days. So I'm trying to just go to left-handed hitters. So there we go. First, left-handed hitters. And I'm going to change this statistically from, let's just see. Today is 6/25. Let's go back to May 25th. And we'll put that in. And we'll go to June 25th, which is today. And we'll update it. Okay, and a minimum of 5 innings pitched. So this is going to go here just with, oh, is it going to change this too? Hold on. Yeah, it keeps on, it's knocking it back for me, so I won't be able to do it. It's a shame because I was going to go through this year because I'm trying to find the lefty. So for me, technically you do like James Wood. Technically you do like Luis Garcia, Nathaniel Lowe, Josh Bell, but I just don't have the numbers that are absolutely backing this up here for the afternoon. So again, probably going to lay off that game, which takes us out of the afternoon range. So 2 2 o'clock games, 2 4 o'clock games, probably not going to have anything, which brings us into the night games here. And that's going to start. And let me just get back to my trusty statistics that I was using before. All right, Zach Wheeler's on the mound. We got what we need to see here. Gavin Williams, Brady Singer, Dolander, Fetty. Good. Okay, we're back. Baltimore and Texas tonight. Jacob DeGrom versus Mr. Young. And what is this, Brandon Young? No innings pitched over the past 30 days. 42 batters faced here in the Major League Baseball season for Mr. Brandon Young. But if you're all looking at the numbers, not bad. Minus 140 overnight on the opening number for Texas, up to about 155, 156. Total 8.5 in this game. And if we're looking at Jacob DeGrom on the card, where is he filtering in? Number 6 overall. 2.08 ERA over the past month. 3.39 xFIP number. Very good. And a struggling lineup per se for Texas, right? I'm just waiting for Corey Seager to wake up. There's nothing I'm going to, excuse me, I'm looking at the Texas lineup, I apologize. I'm looking at the Baltimore lineup against DeGrom. DeGrom has been really good. But the one thing that Baltimore has done well over the past month is hit right-handed pitching. Westberg, Henderson, O'Hearn, Laureano, Kowser, and Sanchez all high, but I'm not fading Jacob DeGrom, so we'll remove that. Now we take a look at Brandon Young, and I'm going to do some backtracking on this guy. Let me see what Brandon Young has been doing here. Because if we can get Brandon Young and say, what's he been doing in the minor league system where he's not a great pitcher, then we might have something here. We'll go to game log, which again, only pitching in the majors in the month of April. 4 2/3 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. 4 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. Not a good sample size there. Like resume, let's call it. Minor leagues, he does have a pretty good number here because he's sitting at a 2.70 ERA. Couple of those games, though, against single A pitching or A plus ball, which means your better players here just aren't moving up yet. Last start was good in the minors, but can you rely on that, to be honest? Just going to take a Marcus Semien and say no. Texas Baltimore, they're out, people. We'll keep moving. I'll hit every game on this card, and then we're still going to get to some draft talk. It's Moneyline Wednesday. No better place to be.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Who's having fun? Not me yet. Haven't found anything that we like until possibly right now, people. Why is that? That's the Athletics taking on the Tigers today. On the mound, it's going to be Lopez, the lefty for the A's, going up against the Tigers, Flaherty. This line is right around a minus 180, minus 190, depending on where you're shopping at, and total's hovering around 8. Some right in the forecast, but 78, 79 degree temperatures at first pitch, which starts at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. 5 mile an hour wind, 5 mile an hour wind, let's get that straight, blowing out to left field. Jacob Lopez could be in the crosshairs. You take a look at his last month. Here's what's interesting now. So again, you might have to bend a little bit of the rules here for us, but I think it might make some sense. He's got a 5.32 ERA over his past 22 innings pitched. His xFIP is lower, though, at 3.88, which is manageable. Now, he is going up against a pretty good hitting lineup. Let's take a look at his last 100 batters that he's faced over the past month. A 218 ISO against and a 359 weighted on base percentage. If you look at the lefty batters, it's only 13 that he's faced on the season. He's got a little bit slightly higher ISO power number, but a low weighted on base percentage. He also has a 46% strikeout rate. So basically striking out half of those 13 batters he's faced from the left side over the past month. If you take a look at the full season, he's at 33% as a strikeout rate to left-handed batters. He is a good strikeout pitcher, though. His last 87 batters he's faced as a left-handed pitcher against righties, guys, that's a 30% rate. But you have to take a look at this. ISO against from right-handed batters, 216. Weighted on base percentage, 389. Fly ball percentage, 35%. Line drive percentage, 37%. He's not a ground ball pitcher. When the ball gets in the air, that could give you issues. That's why the high ISO and weighted on base percentages here. If you look at Detroit's lineup today, Spencer, we're just looking at weighted on base percentages first, then I'll flip it over to ISO power numbers. The first 7 guys in the lineup, Torres, Jones, Green, Torkelson, Perez, McKinstry, and Baez, all high weighted on base percentages outside of Torkelson. If we look at the ISO power numbers, again, Torres, Jones, Green, Torkelson, Perez, McKinstry, and Baez, all high ISO power numbers. Not a lot of strikeouts either in this lineup. So if there's one game we're going to pick on tonight to start, it's going to be the Detroit Tigers. A lot of batters I like against a pitcher that should be able to get hit today, even though he has a slightly lower xFIP number. That seems like a good spot to start. Let me just flip to the other side with Jack Flaherty. Where is he coming in on my card today here with some xFIP numbers? Jack Flaherty's 19th on the card, a 5.76 ERA and a 4.33 xFIP number. You look at Flaherty, he's struggling against right-handed batters. And you got some pretty good right-handed batters in the lineup today and some good weighted on base percentages. We might be looking at this game as maybe a slight bargain, guys. There's 8s across the board here as the total. And I'm telling you right now, we might be able to get some damage done between both of these teams today. That's one of the games that we'll look at certainly to be on the card. The next game up, 6:40 start, just like we talked about the Tigers, Max Scherzer's going for Toronto. And if we look at that number, Scherzer is basically a pick 'em and a slight favorite towards Cleveland. We don't know what we're getting out of Scherzer. went a couple innings in his last two minor league starts, but a lot to be desired because how long is he going to go and how much bullpen is going to be out there? Is the thumb healed, the hand healed, whatever his injury was? Gavin Williams is an interesting one. Look at 27 pitchers on the card today, guys. Minimum of 5 innings pitched over the past 30 days. And I like to look at analytics. You know what I like, the XFIP numbers. Dead last is Gavin Williams at 27th on your card. I've always liked that Toronto lineup. They hit last night. I told you, I had pointed out last night, Clint, right off the bat, had an RBI for me yesterday. It was fantastic, plus 175, cashed that one in. This is a lineup that doesn't strike out a lot. Now, Gavin Williams is not a strikeout pitcher. Gavin Williams walks too many people. You take a look at the fly ball percentage, manageable. Low line drive percentage, manageable here. Like, he's a pretty good pitcher, ground ball guy. That's what he gets. 80 degree temperatures, but I do like that lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays. Like, Williams' last 27 and a third innings pitched, that 4.92 ERA, or XFIP, excuse me, is really high, but a 2.96 manageable ERA. I still do like the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going to be including some of those guys on my card tonight. The New York Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds. Max Fried's on the mound going up against Cincinnati. They don't hit lefties all that well. We're not going to do that. Yankees are a minus 215 to minus 220 favorite, but a total of 9.5. Let's flip it over to the Yankees. Brady Singer. Here's another one, guys. 29 innings pitched over the past 30 days. XFIP extremely high, 4.85. ERA low at 2.79. He doesn't strike out batters. And if you're looking at guys, hey, ball's in play, 88 degrees and a wind blowing out in a smaller ballpark. The Yankees will be on my card tonight in some way, shape, or form. There's no doubt. Atlanta and New York. Handicapped this game a little bit earlier. Didier Fuentes is on the mound. What is his numbers in the minor league system? Because right now, that 23 batters that he's faced wasn't very good overall. So I'm going to take a look at Fuentes here. Let's go to his game log, which again, 1 start, 5 innings pitched, 4 earned runs. Don't love that. If we look at the minor league system, he had a 4.81 ERA, and it was 0-7 in the minors. I told you already from the early line, I like the Mets. The Mets, in some way, shape, or form, will be on my card tonight. Better pitcher on the mound for the Mets. Mets will win that game. Mets should be able to get some RBI. 90-degree temperatures at first pitch. It is hot as all get out here in the Northeast. Tampa Bay and Kansas City. Rasmussen is on the mound today. And for him, I think he had some good... Is he dropping down now? No, he's still up in the top 10 for today. 3.39 XFIP number, 2.63 ERA. 88 degrees with double-digit winds blowing out to left field. If you do want to get after Rasmussen, it's got to be from the left-handed side. Vinny Pasquantino fits that, and just basically nobody else. Don't love that here, but just doing a quick look. Michael Wacha on the mound for the Kansas City Royals. Waka's 22nd on the card today. 3.33 ERA, which is good, but a 4.46 XFIP number, which will get you in trouble. He struggles with right-handed batters. Junior Caminero in the middle of that lineup, absolutely scorching right-handed pitching here. He's probably going to be on my card. Same thing with Yandy Diaz. So in one way, shape, or form, we'll be betting somebody in that game as well. See that? Look, first games didn't work out too well. Secondary games we're looking at should be much better. George Kirby's on the mound here for the Seattle Mariners going up against the Minnesota Twins. That line today, 132, 125, depending on what's shopping at, and a low total of 7.5. 70-degree temperatures in Minnesota, wind blowing in and a chance of rain doesn't help the forecast. Joe Ryan is on the mound here to counter, to go up against the Mariners. And Joe Ryan is 15th on the card today with a 4.02 XFIP number. Struggles a little bit against lefties. And then there's Cal Raleigh in the middle of that lineup and Luke Rayleigh and also Dominic Canzone. Interesting there. Might be able to use that. Matthew Boyd and the Chicago Cubs taking on St. Louis, going up against Eric Fetty. A couple guys in that lineup for the Cubs that we like here too, focusing on the left-handed bats. Ian Happ, Kyle Tucker, Crow Armstrong, Michael Bush. We're going to have RBI props tonight, people. Get excited. We'll be back to wrap it up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Excited as we go tonight. A couple more Major League Baseball games hit quickly. Philadelphia, Houston. I do think Philadelphia bounces back, but I do think that game does stay under the total once again. Wheeler versus Gordon. Lefties tend to give the Phillies some issues here. That's 7.5. I don't think we get to 8 runs. That screams 3-2, 4-2, 5-2 type game. Stays under the 7.5 total for me. And I do think the Phillies win and with a bounce back, but just don't love it. Dodgers in Colorado. Yamamoto's on the mound. Not great statistics here on 117 batters. By the way, where does he line up against for me? He almost 18th on the card at a 412. What's that total today? It's 11 and a heavy favorite here, obviously, for the Dodgers. But Dollander's on the mound. He can't get righties out. I'm going to tell you right now, Will Smith and Andy Páez probably definitely going to be on my card tonight, which makes sense to do that. Miami with Cabrera and Webb in a big ballpark. I never bet anything against Logan Webb. I love the guy. His numbers are stellar for the most part, all the way across the board. And looking at Edward Cabrera on the mound, going up against a light lineup there for the Giants, I stay away. But I got some good spots. Like yesterday, we had 11 RBI props. I'm probably going to have the same. I would love to have the same thing today. You bet them all evenly out there. Sometimes I do dip in. Somebody asked me yesterday on Twitter, did I round robin them yesterday? No, I didn't. Sometimes I do. But sometimes you just take them straight and say, hey, man, get me a couple of these at some decent prices and you profit. Just like we did yesterday, because we weren't even technically above 500 per se on our bets. But when you're taking 170s, 165s, 150s, and they hit, you don't have to go better than 500 on a day, which is what makes RBI props so fun. If you can pick those games out, you figure there's going to get runs, you'll probably cash in some tickets there. All right, tonight, the NBA draft. For me, you guys know me. I'm a Sixers fan. And the draft really starts at 3 tonight. Dylan Harper's going 2 to San Antonio. Number 1 is Cooper Flagg. He's going to go to the Dallas Mavericks. And number 3, who do the Philadelphia 76ers actually select in that spot? Is going to be VJ Edgecombe here, who's now the favorite for the Sixers to take him at 3? Are they just going to say, so what, Ace Bailey? You don't want to go to the Sixers, which again, doesn't make sense, but we're going to take you anyway. Just going back to that report that said, hey, Ace will work out for you, Philly, if you commit to him at number 3. I'm like, well, we're not going to do that, but we love the kid. All right, well, we don't even want you to take him now. Really interesting talk there out of the Ace Bailey camp. But I'm interested to see tonight. And the boys here at the Sports Grid Network will be live, as I said. Kevin Walsh, Ben Stevens. Ben's going to host from New York City. Kevin's going to host here from New Jersey. Tom Vecchio is going to join Kevin in studio in Homedale. And then they're going to have the coach, James Young. He's going to be in studio in New York City with Ben. So sort of a two telecast type feel to this, getting all the live updates you need and all the information on exactly who gets drafted, why they got drafted, and where they got drafted. Should be some fun to certainly watch that play out as we go around. So for me, I like this. Usually, like, last year's draft was embarrassingly bad. Like, to start the show yesterday, Kevin and I talked about, like, what? Like, that draft stunk. Like, everybody stunk in that draft. Nobody was really showing out all that much. Jared McCain of the Sixers, though, drafted, what, 16, 17 last year? Had a great start to the season before he went down with a knee injury. But the rest, like, Sarr, Reese Hoshea, get out of here with that. You got bona fide superstars, it looks like, in the draft tonight, and a lot of household names that should be fun at this point. Evan Sider, another tweet here, doubling down on that Kuminga news. The Heat have very strong interest in pursuing a signing trade for Jonathan Kuminga after missing out on Kevin Durant. As you know, Kevin Durant went to the Houston Rockets. You saw Jrue Holiday go from the Celtics over to the Portland Trailblazers. You saw Kristaps Porzingis go from the Boston Celtics in a three-way deal. He winds up in Atlanta. And I expect more moves tonight because those teams want to use that draft capital and see how it turns out. So I think it's going to be fun. Does anybody have any like advice out there? Are you betting it tonight? I'm not a big bettor, whether it comes to, let's just say, the NBA draft, the NHL draft, or any of those. But I know people follow that all the way along. Hey, man, number 6 or number 7, I know this player is going to this team here. Like, I'm always intrigued by the people that do that because for me, it's not my wheelhouse. Place a bet for fun, do this or that, or hey, Walter Clayton Jr. is definitely going to go to the top 20. Like, something fun with a player, I know, but there are people that put a lot of work into the draft, both the NFL and the NBA, and make money off them. Hey, follow the tea leaves. Pay attention. What are the teams talking about? Taking an educated guess in your favor with some good odds, maybe that makes some sense. But for me, I am going to be watching tonight. I want to see the boys on set. I want to see who my Philadelphia 76ers take tonight. And then away we go into the NBA season, which then you don't have to wait long. Like, you're going to see free agency pop up with a lot of excitement here starting in July. And then you get to see the NBA players after they get drafted in the summer leagues, which is a lot of fun to talk about as well. You have the WNBA, you're lining up with Major League Baseball, and then we wait. Because, okay, I can't get over this enough. What is it? July 13, July 14, July 12, somewhere in that range. NFL teams will start reporting to training camp on a day-to-day basis. You pop on the NFL Network, and they're at a different camp every single day, watching the players, full pads, helmets, shells, whatever it might be. And then we start it for fun. That's how we do it, people. It's a hump day. We hit baseball. We hit the draft. We had some fun. It's the way we like to do it on the Sports Grid Network. Tomorrow's a Thursday. Kevin will be back. We'll dissect the draft and what happened. And also, hit all those hot topics you guys love. JP Bonner with the steal. Or Donnie Wright's out. I'm out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.